And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao amici, it's Paulette, and welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, episode number 9. Today I'll be covering how to embody your life's desires using the science and power of yoga. I hear you already, my friends. Some of you will be saying, oh, I tried yoga, and it's just not for me. I'm a gym girl, and yoga is way too easy. Or there's no way I can contort my body like that. Who are you kidding? I've got zero flexibility. Well, today I'm going to unpack these yoga myths and tell you how science is proving that yoga is yet another one of your superpowers. Let me start with why you can trust me on this subject. At first glance, because I'm credentialed and in a field that is pretty self-governed, credentials are important. I have a degree in transpersonal psychology. I'm a certified integrative empowerment coach. And I'm a certified Anyasara yoga teacher. I've been studying and teaching yoga and meditation for over 25 years. Yet beyond my credentials, I'm an expert in my field because I'm living, breathing proof that yoga works. If you've read my book, The Breakaway Girl, Secrets of a Tantric Yogi, you'll already know how the world of yoga saved me from my self-sabotaging behaviors, and my BS limiters. Yoga became and remains a powerful path to not only self-empowerment, but it's the foundation of my work in the world. After all these years, and though yoga is somewhat of a household word, I'm surprised that certain segments of the population still think of yoga as woo-woo stuff. Or when hearing the word yoga, it conjures up a mental picture of someone sitting in a pretzel-like position chanting Om with no redeeming value at all. What I want to stress today is that I'm passionate about this subject, if you can't already tell, and to impress the idea that yoga is a viable alternative healing modality. Why? Because of what's actually happening in the brain, the nervous system, the stress response, the organs, etc. It's no surprise that this practice has gained increasing fanfare. Today, stress has become a way of life, people. Whether your days are full of multiple goals and endless obligations, traffic jams and transit delays, juggling corporate politics, job security and finances, or an overwhelming array of social media madness and relationship issues, the pace of current human existence is bursting at the seams. For many, many years, sages have turned to yoga to transcend earthly limitations. Today, each thoughtful pose is an effort to identify and relieve pockets of stuck energy or pain that accumulates inside the body. Each inhale confronts your suffering. Each exhale is an attempt for you to transcend it. Through this process, worry is replaced with a path to equilibrium. It's small wonder that bodies of research are now proving that yoga is more than a niche spiritual force for enlightened beings. Let's start with the yoga pose. Whether it be a crazy wild pose you've seen on Instagram, a beautiful woman sitting with one leg behind her head, or a simple standing pose, something positively significant is happening in both. The positive gain is quite similar when one is chanting an Om or practicing breath awareness. Since I've been a student and teacher for so many years, yoga has become mainstream acceptable. So much so that we often see images of meditators or yoga practitioners used in marketing, from selling cars to selling Viagra, which to me, while in some ways is beneficial to the industry of yoga, does nothing to substantiate its effectiveness in enhancing the true quality of people's lives. That's why I'm grateful today that scientific research is proving that yoga and meditation contributes to the overall well-being of the practitioner. It's not a phase. It's not a trend. Yoga has been around for a very long time, and its popularity continues to spread with over 36 million practitioners in the U.S. alone. That's amazing. As research puts it, yoga is based on a system of poses, breathing exercises, and meditations that originated on the subcontinent of India to inspire physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. For more than a decade, it has expanded from gyms and studios to hospitals, outpatient clinics, workspaces, elementary schools, military bases, rehab centers, and even airports. Dr. Lauren Fishman, a New York City physician and yoga instructor, tells us that recent studies drive home yoga's positive effects on the brain, central nervous system, and immune system. He says it thickens the layers of the cerebral cortex, the part of the brain associated with higher learning, and increases neuroplasticity, which helps us learn new things and change the way we do things, he says. He has used yoga in his medical practice to treat myriad conditions, including multiple sclerosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis, and rotator cuff syndrome. Other research indicates long-term yoga participants significantly gain bone density over 2 years' time, which Fishman attributes to the effects of muscles working against gravity. Yoga pits one group of muscles against another, exerting many times the force of gravity, he says, and that increases the stress on the bones, and the bones react to that by thickening. Very cool. Studies also reveal how yoga can be extremely beneficial for someone with a musculoskeletal injury as it helps refine the body's alignment. Each of these three categories of movements in most yoga practices stimulate different bodily systems. Standing poses strengthen leg muscles, open the hips and flex the back, improving circulation to the lower extremities. Upside-down poses or inversions increase blood flow to the heart, lungs, and brain, as well as stimulate lymph to move toxins out of the body, benefiting the lymphatic system. Back bends give more flexibility to the spine, and we know we need that, and stimulates the central nervous system, helping people cope with negative emotions, while forward bends are calming and restorative for exhaustion and blood pressure. It's fascinating, don't you think? My take on it, there's something pretty powerful behind this ancient practice. So let me define yoga. Many of you may already heard it to mean union, and others may think of the physical postures as yoga, which they are, only a fraction of the whole of what yoga is. So the definition I'd like to share is, yoga is the physical poses, mindful awareness of the breath and our senses, concentration, contemplation, the study of the self, and the practice of meditation. Yoga can also be defined as an inner and outer conversation with your cells, your brain matter, your emotions, your intellect. When you integrate these parts of yourself, much like putting a puzzle together, you, the whole of you, can bring about change. You can alleviate pain and suffering on all levels of your being and become a happier, more peaceful person. The practice of yoga, as I define it, brings about a sense of calm and strength that empowers you. I've been doing this work for a long time with many successful stories, and I must say that one of the most successful testimonials ever is my own. I've been my own test laboratory, and I can honestly tell you that yoga, in its fullest meaning, transformed my life. It saved my life and was the foundation I used to create a happy, meaningful life. And now, it's one of the cornerstones in the Breakaway Academy radio show and the Breakaway Academy programs and events. Friends, I grew up in a relatively normal, whatever that means, household. I was the only girl with an older and two younger brothers. Our parents were loving and hardworking, so on the outside looking in, there was absolutely no reason for me to be incredibly shy, insecure, filled with doubt, self-worth issues. You get the picture? Can you relate? If you listened to my show on Ayurveda and your primary doshas, your human influencers, that may give you a better idea of why I came into the world as I did. Anyway, as I got a little older, to ease my inner conflict and melancholia, as I like to call it, I started smoking pot, experimenting with drugs and alcohol. I'm imagining some of you out there can relate to that as well. And as I bumped my way through life, I sometimes found myself landing in the realm called yoga. Honestly, like I write in my book, The Breakaway Girl, yoga scared the shit out of me. Why, you might be wondering? After all, it's just throwing down a yoga mat and performing some weird-looking poses. No, but oh no, my friends, whether you're aware of it or not, yoga opens the doorway into self-discovery. I like to say that the practice of yoga, as I defined earlier, is much like an archaeological dig, searching for long-buried skeletons and diamond treasures. You, of course, are the archaeologist, while your body and your mind and your spirit are the sacred cordoned off site. Yoga brings you home to yourself and begins to answer the long-asked questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Yoga also reveals your deep unconscious negative patterns and your intrinsic strengths and gifts. I'm here to tell you that yoga can indeed shift your thinking and help heal your body, mind, and spirit and set you on your path of legacy living. In my online program, I developed and synthesized many of the strategies I've learned from my years of study and out of my own process. I'm passionate about teaching you not only why it's important for you to break away from the muck of your story, but I also want you to learn how to take authorship of your life and your story. Yoga is one of the methods that will help you rewrite the script of your life. For nearly 20 years, I have been training individuals to teach the discipline of yoga in all of its aspects, so they can also reach out into the community and share the success of this ancient modality. Some of my graduates, to name a few, are working with seniors, at-risk youth, cancer patients, the prison system, and with recovering addicts. Throughout my course of study, which has been years and countless hours, I have trained and been under the tutelage of some of the most renowned yoga scholars and asana teachers. I teach clients yoga therapeutics using the biomechanics of alignment so that they can alleviate or become physically pain-free. Plus, I teach clients who are in distress mentally, emotionally, and spiritually how to meditate and work with their breath in order to also become free from a different kind of pain, in order for them to find joy again. When a person is free from pain, their whole world can change. Let me share this quote. "There is a true biological effect," said Denninger, director of research at the Benson for Mind-Body Medicine at Mass General Hospital, one of Harvard Medical School's teaching hospitals. He says, "The kinds of things that happen when you meditate do have effects throughout the body, not just the brain. When I look closely at a person who is emotionally and or physically in pain, I clearly see how their physicality is diminished, and everything about them is contracted and withdrawn. Teaching a client the importance of simply connecting to the life force within them, which is their breath, they learn that they have the ability to actually co-participate with their breath, and there is an instantaneous shift in their energy. I want you to do this with me right now. When you focus on your breath, you expand your inner body. So, take a deep inhale and notice if your posture is straighter. If you're at a place where you can look in the mirror, see how much brighter your eyes look. That's the prana, or life force, that's strengthened simply by being aware of your breath. Let's do it again. Inhale. When people are physically and emotionally in pain, they can hardly look you directly in the eye. They're hunched over, withdrawn. Have you ever felt like that? I certainly have. Often, they isolate themselves. They stop interacting with loved ones, with friends, with society. Have you ever been in a place like that in your life? Isolation, my friends, is not acceptable on any level. Plus, it's a detriment to our society. A client of mine recently told me her doctor was recommending back surgery as an option to relieve her pain. She has degeneration to L5 and 6, plus compression of the sciatic nerve that causes severe pain to run down her leg. She was becoming extremely stressed out and depressed. Who could blame her? She was also still recovering from 2 knee replacements. Wowzer, right? When she came to me, I not only could hear the pain in her voice, I observed it in her posture, her breathing, and saw how difficult it was for her to sit, stand, and even walk. She was curved forward like the letter C, contracted in an attempt to protect herself from the pain. Just a couple of years prior, she was a vital woman who ran her own business, played golf, enjoyed her family, and was very active in her community. Now, she could hardly move. To say the least, she was miserable. After our initial assessment, the first thing I asked her to do was to take a full breath and lift her chest. I know that might seem trite and trivial, but honestly, friends, over time, people forget to breathe properly, especially if you're in pain. Even when you're not in physical pain, most of us have absolutely no awareness that our breath is shallow or constricted. Did you know that most people breathe from the top third of their lungs instead of from the bottom to the top of the lungs? Stop what you're doing right now and pay attention to how you're breathing. I've termed the instruction I gave my client, turning the inner dimmer switch up. This simple instruction creates space in the torso, in the joints, and around the inflamed nerves. Try it again. Stand tall, or if you're driving in your car or sitting at your desk, sit as tall as possible. Now imagine that the sides of your body, as you sit or stand more upright, stretch and lengthen. Take a full breath in and allow your tummy to extend out. As you exhale, keep the sides of your body long and lift your chest. And imagine that your inner being is shining out like rays of the sun. Now try and keep that breath and body awareness for the next two minutes. Do you feel lighter? Can you breathe more fully? Are the corners of your lips lifting, even just a little bit? Now back to pain. Instead of collapsing and exacerbating your pain, you can learn to extend up and away from the origination of the pain. In all honesty, just in that simple correction, any pain or tightness you might have been experiencing, your pain, like many of my clients, will start to diminish. My greatest reward in sharing this for you is so that you can regain your life with more vibrancy, more vitality. My personal ideology and mantra is that there is no separation between on the mat and off the mat. Yoga, as I defined earlier, is life affirming and empowering. When I see someone take a deep, healing breath and be able to move their shoulders without excruciating pain, or be able to take a few fluid, smooth, pain-free steps, my heart is filled with joy. One of my desires is to see that as the pain diminishes for my clients, they are free to engage and enjoy their life again, the life they're supposed to live, their legacy life. My mission is to continue expanding my knowledge for myself and to share this knowledge with my family, my breakaway community, my breakaway radio show community, and way beyond. My work with clients and my own deep personal work keeps me grounded in what's important, mentally engaged, physically healthy, and spiritually balanced. My work in the world arose from the success I personally had in transforming my own life, to helping clients do the same, and through the legacy journey I've traveled with my dear folks, of course. The physical postures, the mindful connection to the breath, the psychology, and the philosophy of the mind-body-spirit connection is a never-ending process. That's the good, amazing, beautiful news. Harvard Medical School's neuroscientist, Dr. Sarah Lazar, has done incredible research also. She has studies with meditation practitioners. Dr. Lazar's brain scans show meditation can actually change the size, the key regions of our brain, improving our memory and making us more empathetic, compassionate, and resilient under stress. She found that meditation increases the gray matter in the brain, which for years was thought to be fixed. The increase occurred in the region of the brain that governed the senses and in the frontal cortex that associated with memory and decision-making. Dr. Lazar also found that this control group practicing meditation and yoga were calmer, more compassionate, and open-hearted. Like I've said before, and I'll keep on saying, the world needs more loving, intelligent, and open-hearted people. Yoga is the ultimate map quest in that it provides you with guidelines and tools to take responsibility and co-participate in your healing process, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. Meditation is not about feeling a certain way. It's about feeling the way you feel, says meditation expert Jon Kabat-Zinn. What does he mean by that? He means that before you can make any type of shift, you need to be aware of how you feel. And the practice of meditation is the space that allows you to show up and notice. Remember the client I mentioned earlier that came to me in great distress and pain? Like I said, when I opened the door to greet her, I could see the pain in her face, her eyes, and in the way she carried herself. She told me her story and in tears asked me if there was anything I could do to help her. From a therapeutic perspective, I assessed her alignment and began with her foundation, how she stood, the way her feet were placed. I observed how the misalignment in her right foot, the way it turned out, was most probably the cause of the reoccurring pain in her right knee, even after a replacement, and in her right hip and her low back. I asked her to walk around the room and notice how she walked, how she placed her feet, her gait, and her carriage. What I noticed about the turning out of her foot was that it was compressing the sciatic nerve. Even after the surgeries, there was still a compression there. Her nerve was inflamed. My client was so eager and willing to listen and try to mimic my alignment cues. It was so beautiful. Because of her low back pain, she was unconsciously flattening her back and disrupting the natural curve of the spine, even up to her cervical spine. The thing that's important that I really want you to get is that for optimal health, we as a society need to maintain the optimal health of our spines. Just think about what we now call texting syndrome and all these other names we have for it. From teens to adults, we spend so much time on our devices. We're hunched over, diminishing our breath, our capacity, our vitality, contracting our organs. Friends, we need to keep the natural curves, not doing things to take them away. How sad is it that as a society, we're reverting back to our primitive posture as opposed to standing upright, healthy, and what I call juicy and flowy. We need our spinal fluids to keep us supple and flexible, while at the same time strong. I taught my client exactly how to do that with just a few simple yet effective yoga therapeutic postures, breath awareness, and mindfulness. She learned the importance of recreating the natural curves of her cervical spine and the lumbar spine and immediately started to feel better. She was excited because it was something she could do herself on a daily basis. It's so easy that each of you can implement these simple strategies too. Wouldn't you love to turn the inner dimmer switch up and to walk fully in your divine feminine? I love this quote by meditation teacher Thich Nhat Hanh. The breath is the intersection of the body and mind. I have another client story to share because her story is just as powerful, but in a different way. So whatever you're dealing with out there, my friends, I want you to hear and see if there's any familiarity, if you could relate to any of this. Even though it was different, she was also desperate and in deep pain. She contacted me and asked if I could help her. She confided that she had recently been released from the hospital as a result of a dissection in her right internal carotid artery. This happened only days after her husband of 15 years shocked her with the news that he wanted to divorce. And if that wasn't like bad enough, that his girlfriend was having his baby. Like WTF, my friends. She was in shock, deep, deep suffering, and the early stages of grief. As she was not allowed to practice any poses in the hopes that the dissection would repair itself, which I'm happy to say, yes, it did. We worked with simple breath exercises, contemplation, meditation, and mantra, which you'll learn more about in my online 8-week course. To keep her story simple, we worked together for several weeks. And today, my client lives a vibrant life. I gave her breakaway tools and she learned to rewrite her story. When she was cleared for exercise, again, she resumed her love of horseback riding. When she was cleared for exercise, she went back to something that she had given up in her married life. She took up authorship of her life. Eventually, I'm thrilled to say, she purchased her own horse. She likes to tell people that I was her lifeboat in the imperfect storm of her life. I'm thrilled that she feels that way, but I'm even more thrilled that she did take authorship of her life. She was willing to do the work. So, my friends, I invite you to join me and thousands of others and get yourself on a yoga mat, a meditation cushion, and begin to discover more of your unlimited potential. And begin to embody your life's desires. And don't forget that my online course, The Roadmap to Legacy, begins October 16th. You won't want to miss this, I promise. Registration is open, so head on over to paulettebodeman.com/breakaway and save your spot. paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. Tell your friends and family, let's do this together. Because if you believe, as I do, that one woman can shine her light to make a difference, then you could be certain that together we can light up the world. Until next time, my friends, here's to your breakaway, and here's to your optimal health. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paula Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.